This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and I'm going to clear the phone lines now so that we can play the Harris Challenge. Get those early birds off. Give everybody a fair shot at getting through here. As long as you have not played in the last 30 days, you can call me now at 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands you'll hear in this town. You can see them every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge there. And they're also every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for that, and amazing food as well. And after the challenge, I'll tell you where you can see them this weekend and also make your plans to see the Well Hungarians on New Year's Eve. But first, let's meet our first contestant, and that's you, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I've been feeling a little guilty. The Red Cross has been calling me for a couple of months to go donate blood, and I've been saying, yes, I'll do it, but I haven't. So I'll use my precious 5 or 10 seconds up to say, go give blood.
Do you have to give your own blood?
I think they need to know the source, so yeah, I think it has to come directly
from the pump?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's turn on a semi-random category computer and see which categories come spilling out that you can choose from. And there's our first category, as always, the topical one. Have you been paying attention? In fact, I think a lot of topical categories are going to spill out today. Category two is Sports Week, and category three is Actors Who Rock. Which one would you like, Todd?
I'll take having paying attention.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I reiterate this every week for new listeners who are just joining us who don't know the rules of the game. We're going to give Todd a minute to answer 5 questions of increasing difficulty and higher values, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points. And he doesn't have to get them all right to win, though. Out of the 15 potential points, he only has to go halfway through. In other words, 8 or more to become a winner and get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize
all right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theater. We have movie passes, including maybe The Hobbit, the new one, The Hunger Games, that new movie, or Dumb and Dumber 2. We have a few others to choose from.
Okay, and also Werenberg is going to be having their annual Cannes Film Festival tomorrow. This is a benefit for the Salvation Army's Tree of Lights campaign, and this will go on tomorrow at all the Werenberg theaters in this area. You can go to a movie before 5 p.m., you take 5 canned food items, and you get in for free. So, you know, you hit the store in the morning, you go to the movie in the afternoon, and you get to see it for free. And if you bring an additional 10 cans or more per person, you get an additional free movie pass for a future visit to see a free movie at a Werenberg theater. So that's tomorrow, Werenberg's Cannes Film Festival before 5 p.m.
That's a good deal.
Yep.
Plus, we have a free bowling party.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. It includes 1 hour.
I left a 7-pin standing again.
Oh, man. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane and a 1 large, 1-topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company. It's available at Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
So you get your choice of those prizes if you win, but if you get all the questions right, that's a total of 15 points. We call it the clean sweep, and you get all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Okay, Todd, have you been paying attention? Let's find out. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced he was resigning from the Ferguson Police Department last Saturday?
Wilson, Darren Wilson.
Correct. What position did President Obama nominate Ashton Carter for this week?
Secretary of Defense.
Correct. What was the offense that Eric Garner supposedly committed before he was choked to death by a New York cop?
I think he was selling those solo cigarettes.
Yep, loose cigarettes. Which of these was thought to be missing from the University of Texas this week? 100 football helmets, 100 brains, or 100 final exams?
100 brains.
That's correct. A court ruled yesterday that what kind of animal does not have the same rights as humans because it can't be held accountable for its actions?
I think that was a chimpanzee.
It's a chimpanzee named Tommy. There's a group called the Non-Human Rights Project that is trying to get him human rights. They lost, but they say they will appeal. And Tommy heard appeal, and he thought he was getting bananas. By the way, the 100 brains that were missing from the University of Texas, they actually had moved a whole bunch of them to UT San Antonio back in 2002, and some of them had, I guess, gone bad somehow, and so they were, quote, disposed of properly, which means that Marty Feldman from Young Frankenstein went in and got them. One of them came from a patient named Abby Normal. So be on the lookout for the creature in your town. Todd, you got every question right. That's a clean sweep. You get the big prize package. Nicely done.
All right.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get that. Well, I move on to contestant number two, whose name is Dan. Hello.
Hello, this is Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Did you guys plan that?
tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, Dan.
I love traffic.
All right. A Tim Weiland fan, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see the categories here. Sports Week, actors who rock, or our new third category, Showbiz Week.
I'll take Sports Week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who will the Mizzou Tigers play in the SEC championship game tomorrow?
Alabama Crimson Tide.
Correct. Which St. Louis Post-Dispatch sports columnist died of cancer this week at age 59?
Brian Burwell.
Correct. Which 42-year-old goalie made his debut with the St. Louis Blues this week?
Martin Brodeur.
Very nicely pronounced. In what profession did Dale Scott become the first person to come out as gay this week?
He's an umpire.
Major League Baseball umpire. Now for the clean sweep. Which NBA team won its first game of the season this week after 17 consecutive losses?
The Philadelphia 76ers.
We may run out of prizes this week because that's two clean sweeps in a row. Nicely done, Dan.
All right.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize after I talk to Tom. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? AM and the PM.
Thank you. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
It's open for better traffic and better weather.
Yeah, all of us, absolutely. The categories that are left on the board here, actors who rock, Showbiz Week, or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
How about Showbiz Week?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a new Nielsen report, what do Americans spend 4 hours and 32 minutes doing every day?
Watching TV.
Correct. Which late-night TV host did Entertainment Weekly put on its cover as 2014 Entertainer of the Year?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is right. Who was criticized for her singing at NBC's Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree special this week? Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga, or Idina Menzel?
Idina Menzel.
Mariah Carey, and I'll play you an example of it in a minute. With her 47th nomination today, who has surpassed Dolly Parton as the most nominated woman in Grammy history?
Pass.
Sorry?
Pass.
Pass. Which music superstar was in the audience for Garth Brooks' show at Scottrade last night?
Justin Timberlake.
That's correct. Back to the four-pointer. Who has surpassed Dolly Parton as the most nominated woman in Grammy history?
Beyonce.
Beyonce is absolutely correct. The only one you got wrong was the three-pointer. You got 12 points, Tom. Before we let you go here, I just want to play you a sample of the NBC Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting show they did earlier this week. A little background on this first. Mariah Carey was supposed to go to a rehearsal the day before, but she was 3 hours late and eventually didn't even show up at all. She had been in a really long meeting with her lawyers over her divorce from TV's Nick Cannon. So she didn't have a rehearsal. She didn't get to practice. She goes out there. It was a cold night in New York City, and she sang. Now, I'm going to play you what it sounded like when she had the original hit song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. You may remember this.
All I want for Christmas.
It doesn't matter what you may think of the songs that she sings, that woman has a heck of a voice and can hit all the notes, and you would think, even with no rehearsal and on a cold night in New York, not a problem for a pro like Mariah Carey. Wrong.
among us. Yes, you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't have the live auto-tune set up that night for her. And we are playing you an isolated vocal track as opposed to the produced vocal track. But here's another sample of how she sounded the other night. Here's the original version, and then we'll play it. Now, fast forward to this week. And here she
is. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just going to keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe.
I thought that was a little pitchy, dog.
I thought so, too.
All right, Tom, you got 12 points. You're a winner. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much for playing. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Bob.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I didn't catch you in the middle of something, did I?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Oh, you want to go on with whatever you're doing?
No.
Okay. All right. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Tomorrow on the Hill, there's Christmas on the Hill. So everybody come down and enjoy all the restaurants and all the stores will be open late.
Okay. Two categories left, actors who rock or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which branch of the military has revoked Bill Cosby's title of Honorary Chief Petty Officer because of the sexual assault allegations against him?
The Navy.
Correct. What is the name of the spacecraft that NASA shot into orbit this morning?
Odyssey?
Orion. Which daytime soap opera was produced by the woman who President Obama has made our new ambassador to Hungary, Colleen Bell?
Days of Our Lives.
Bold and the Beautiful. According to the environmental group Friends of the Earth, what industry has dumped 1 billion gallons of untreated waste into the oceans just this year?
Fishing.
Cruise ships. Here's your five-pointer. Which NBA legend will be honored by the U.S. Postal Service with a stamp that's a third taller than the typical stamp? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, or Wilt Chamberlain?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The correct answer is Wilt Chamberlain. And by the way, be careful with that stamp. It's already been licked by 20,000 women. let's see how you did here, Bob. All you got was 1 point for knowing about Cosby losing his honorary title in the Navy, and then things fell apart for you. So I'm going to have to punish you. And to help me punish you, well, we should have actually just had Mariah Carey come in and sing live.
We already punished, essentially.
Yeah,
I've been punished.
Well, we
that's
did.
I couldn't answer any questions.
Oh, you were pre-punished and that ruined your answering abilities?
Yeah.
You know, I actually think I might want to go with Mariah Carey as our punishment music for today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you give him a little bit more of the isolated Mariah?
Sure.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Whoa.
That's a dance range.
she does have quite a range from inaudible to audible.
Unfortunately.
All right, Bob. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. You know what? We'll hold the other Punisher music we had planned. We'll just hold it till next week. Meanwhile, we have one more contestant to go. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good evening.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'll just take this opportunity to say go Missouri Tigers and go Kentucky tonight against Texas.
Okay. One category left on the board here, Scott. It's called Actors Who Rock. We have 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of TV's New Girl is also in a band called She and Him?
Pass.
Which star of the movie Under Siege has toured with his band Thunderbox?
Steven Seagal.
Correct. What instrument did Keanu Reeves play in his band Dogstar?
Bass.
That's correct. Who has been touring with his band since winning an Oscar for playing a burned-out country star in Crazy Heart?
Jeff Bridges.
That's right. Who won a supporting actor Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club and is a longtime member of a band called 30 Seconds to Mars?
Oh, wow. Pass.
All right. Who is the star of New Girl on Fox and also in a band called She and Him?
Mariah Carey.
Zoe Deschanel.
It was one of them Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Oh.
Matthew McConaughey won Best Actor. Jared Leto. Yeah. Won Best Supporting Actor. They're both fantastic in that movie, Dallas Buyers Club, by the way. Scott, the good news for you is 2 plus 3 plus 4 is 9, and it makes you a winner as well.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you
very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which I guess cannot continue anymore because Dan's out of prizes.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
I have writer's cramp.
Oh, it's not that we're out of prizes. It's that poor Dan had to fill out too many prize forms. Are we out of prize forms,
yeah,
too?
Yes.
Can we not transfer that over to computer yet?
You would think.
Are you kidding? Here?
The Harris Challenge will never come to an end.
The prize ledger.
I'm lucky if I find a number 2 pencil.
We have some number 3s here, and stop whining.
Oh, I can barely see those.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Mile 277 Tap and Grill in Sunset Hills. They've got great food there. Tomorrow night, they're doing a private event, but you can sign up to go see the Well Hungarians at the Falls in Columbia, Illinois, on New Year's Eve. For details, go to seethefalls.com. All the information on the packages right there. The Harris Challenge is on every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.